Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, and at my side always Kent Steinbach, and we're coming to you from the iconic Herb's House, which is a coffee shop here in Dallas, Texas. You need to come and join us. We're in Ephesians 6 and verse 16 for this episode of Steadfast Hope, and here's what's going to happen. We're going to talk about this verse for about 5 minutes. And then Kent and I are going to talk about it for 5 minutes. So this is going to be brief and to the point, but it'll have something very important to say for your Christian life. So the title of this is The Shield of Faith. The Shield of Faith. And the Apostle Paul is writing about putting on the full armor of God, because we all live in the midst of spiritual warfare. And in verse 16, we come now to the fourth piece of the armor, and he says, in addition to all, meaning in addition to every other piece that he's already discussed, he says, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. I mean, Kent, this is telling us that we're always under assault. Mm-hmm. We are always under siege. And the devil is aggressive. And the Bible says in 1 Peter 5 that he prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. And the devil is always on the prowl, always advancing and sending out his demonic spirits. And they are real. And they are sending fiery darts at us. And these fiery darts are temptations. They are temptations to doubt God's word, doubt God's promises. They can be lures into pride and arrogance. It can be fiery darts that would cause us to just rely upon ourselves. Fiery darts to discount the power of prayer, or to even be pulled into worldliness or covetousness, whatever that would be. This is telling us that as we live our Christian life and as we're on this Christian walk of faith, that there are these flaming arrows. And the picture here is of the enemy attacking a Roman battalion of soldiers, and there's an arrow, and they would put pitch on the tip of the arrow and ignite it with fire, pull back their bow, and send it at the Roman soldiers. And if it hits into their armor, then it explodes, and there's fire that spreads all over their body. And so the only way to prevent this penetration of these flaming arrows is to have a large sword. Two different kinds of swords they would have. One would be a smaller one that you just kind of hold in one hand. The other,
a shield.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what did I say?
I think you said sword.
Yes, I thank you. I need that help.
That's fine.
The other would be like a large, almost like a door, that a larger, it would be like 2.5 by 4 feet. Mm-hmm. And Roman soldiers were a little bit smaller than people are today. And so it would cover your whole body, mm-hmm. not just your torso, but your head and your legs. And as these firing, flaming arrows are coming at you, you've got to put up the shield of, or put up the shield. And Paul takes that imagery and he applies it to our Christian life and the spiritual warfare in which we find ourselves. And he says, you've got to put up the shield of faith or you're going to be torched. Your Christian life is going to go up in flames. And the shield of faith is trusting God, trusting His Word, looking to God, praying to the Lord, committing matters to the Lord in prayer. And throughout the day, as you're living your Christian life, to always be looking to God, to take care, to guide, to provide. And that extinguishes, puts out the flaming arrows of the evil one. And the evil one is Satan. And he has evil intentions and evil desires. He desires to take us down and to destroy our Christian witness. And so, Kent, this is real. This is not sensational. I mean, Ephesians is only six chapters. There's so many things Paul could have talked about, but this really escalated and went to the top of his list to talk to the church in Ephesus about this real threat under which they live their Christian life. So, Kent, let's talk about this.
Well, I guess my first thought is I think we, listening to you, we may ask the question, well, Steve, aren't there different measures of faith? Aren't there different levels? Some people have more faith and others have less faith. And, well, you know, what if my shield is this big and yours is this big? So how do we, isn't that true? Not everybody has the same amount of faith. How do we get more faith? How do we have a bigger shield?
Well, number one, the first thing I would say is it's not the amount of faith you have. It's the object of your faith.
Okay.
Better to have little faith in a great God than great faith in a small little understanding of who God is. So that's number one. So that underscores the importance that we know who God is, that we know the attributes of God, the names of God, the triunity of God. So that's number one. Number two, Romans 12 does talk about that God has allotted to each man a measure of faith. And some are given an unusually large proportion of faith from the Lord. And they are people like George Mueller, just the ability to trust God to care for that orphanage that would go far beyond someone else. I mean, my father was a great Christian man. He kind of tended to be a worrier about things. And there I saw growth in his Christian life of committing more and more things to the Lord in prayer. And I think that's more true for the rest of us, that we're growing in our faith, deepening in our faith. And you ask how, and it really begins with this book, the Word of God, setting down more roots in the Word and growing to in the knowledge of truth and sound doctrine, and then how it relates to our lives. I think also sitting under strong preaching of the Word of God has a way of just tightening the bolts and tightening the truth in our mind and in our hearts. So those are two specific things. And I think also to be in prayer and almost to have like a prayer journal. And as you see God answering prayer, yeah, I mean, you mark that off and it becomes an encouragement, an enlargement of your faith that, yes, God is at work in answering our prayers. So tell me, I saw you looking at another verse there, Kent. What have you got going on there?
At the verses I'm looking at, Steve, I was just thinking of Romans 10, 17.
Oh, yeah. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ.
I mean, I need...
Sorry to quote that before you could read it.
I need more faith.
Yeah.
And there's, you think about all the trials and the difficulties and the potential of this happening bad or that happening bad. I mean, you can sit there and, you know, lay awake or be concerned. And I think all of us need more faith.
Yeah, no, we do.
That's what you're talking about.
You know, the interesting thing about that verse that you just cited, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of Christ. For years, I took that as the word that comes from Christ. And as we had our men's Bible study, and we went through the book of Romans. I mean, and here's an example of just growing in a better understanding of the Bible. As I studied it and looked into various commentaries, studied it in original language, I saw, this is actually the word about Christ.
Isn't that interesting?
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word that is about Christ. And so the idea is, the more I have Christ in my focus, and the more I grow to know more about Jesus Christ, his deity, his humanity, his saviorhood, his lordship, the more my faith is enlarged. And so I think that's a good word for us, that we should always be growing, as 2 Peter 3:18 says, in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm so glad that you mentioned that verse.
Well, I just know that I need more faith.
Well, I do as well.
I need to just more of the. I need to be in the Word more and more. The Word needs to be in me That's what I need for sure.
Well, I think that's true for all of us, myself included as well. So none of us have arrived in this, and I'm sure that you need to have your faith enlarged as you witness for Christ, as you trust God for the needs in your life, and as you intercede in prayer on behalf of your loved ones and your friends. So this is a great passage, and I just want to summarize this by saying, have the shield of faith ready, have it up to extinguish the fiery darts of the evil one. God bless you. I look forward to visiting with you at the next episode of Steadfast Hope.